This goes to Dr. Stowitz, Stowitts, fax 989-831-4308, regarding John, middle initial R, his last name is Parr, P-A-R-R, date of birth 2/21/1952. Dear Dr. Stowitz, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Parr with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, benign prostatic hypertrophy, hypertension, and history of primary hyperparathyroidism. His last visit was December 8, 2025. His weight is up 8 pounds over the last 6 months, but not up as high as it was a year ago. So he's down about 13 pounds total. So at least he's not, he's still losing weight slowly, even though he has gained a little weight over the colder months. He recently had skin cancer removed from his left forearm, and that seems to be healing well. And he's had no hospitalizations since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no peripheral edema. Medications, I want to highlight amlodipine with valsartan. It's 10/320 milligram, one daily. Flomax, 0.4 milligram twice a day. Metoprolol, 25 milligram daily. And other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 222 pounds, pulse 60, and blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff, 140/64. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular. Abdomen soft and non-tender. No peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 2nd of 2026. Creatinine is 2.21, which is a stable level. Estimated GFR is 30. Sodium is 138, potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide 27, albumin is 4.5, phosphorus 4.3, calcium is 9, intact parathyroid hormone is 49.3, hemoglobin is 14.6 with normal white count and normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. The patient will continue to have labs checked every 3 months. Two, hypertension, currently at goal. Three, benign prostatic hypertrophy on maximum dose of Flomax. And four, history of primary hyperparathyroidism with normal calcium and normal intact parathyroid hormone levels. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.